朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
每一次在这样的一个大的日子，我们很自然就想起主的话，他以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
Every time we come upon a great occasion like this, and we remember that the Lord crowned his years with grace.
我们知道这句话不只是每一个单独基督徒的经历。
Not only, this is the personal experience of every Christian.
相信在我们的十五周年的时候，更可以成为我们这个教会过去十五年的写照。
We also want to use this as a description of our past 15 years of history.
感谢主，大卫在这里提醒我们，他不是说他以恩典为日子的冠冕，他乃是说他以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
We thank the Lord that David and did not use this to say as the grace on our days, but grace on our experience and years.
因为在每一个日子里面，我们所看见的只看见人的失败、人的软弱、十字架、苦难和病痛。
From day to day experience, we see the weakness, we see the suffering of the cross.
但是我们从整个年岁来看，我们感谢赞美主，我们所看见的是整个神丰富的恩典。
Yet through years, through a much lengthy measure of time,We see the abundant grace of the Lord.
当我们看一年的时候，我们虽然也看到许多日子上面的一些痛苦或者阴暗的那一面。
Yet, through looking for a whole year, we might see up and downs of a day-to-day living.
但是整体来看，我们感谢赞美主，连那些阴暗都显出神的作为，显出神的恩典。
Yet, when we looking as a whole, even those darkness and those dark days will be.Will be glorifying to the Lord.
十五年神给我们的恩典太多。
There's abundant grace from the Lord for the last 15 years.
当每一次我们坐下来数算主恩典的时候
，Every time when we had a chance to sit down and count His blessings,
我们不能不在主的面前有眼泪。
We cannot but shed tears.
因为我们不配得受这些恩典。
Because we're not worthy of those grace.
当我们每一次看见神对我们那么好的时候。我们很强烈的感觉，我配这样享受神给我的恩典吗
？Every time when we meditate, we always ask ourselves, "Are we worthy of the grace of the Lord?"
一个基督徒不是一个哭哭啼啼的人。
Oh, a Christian should not be shedding tears all the time.
但是一个基督徒如果不会为着感恩流泪，我常常觉得我们实在不懂得什么叫做神的恩典。
But if a Christian cannot and do not know how to shed his tears because of thanksgiving for the grace, then he does not know how to appreciate the grace of the Lord.
不可否认，过去十五年有主的恩典。
We cannot but say that it is abundant grace from the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们牢牢地记得一件神常常提醒我的话。
But also in the meantime, let us firmly believe one reminder from the Lord.
我们往前走。不是靠着过去神所赐的恩典，我们往前走，乃是靠着赐恩典的神。
When we march forward, we are not marching forward based upon our accomplishment in the past, but relying upon the Lord who has given us those abundant grace.
如果我们往前走，因为我们过去十五年主已经给我丰富的恩典，我们常常不知不觉会在恩典的里面堕落，在恩典的里面随便。
If we simply rely upon our accomplishment, then we may begin to lag behind in the grace.
主可以给我们恩典。
The Lord is always can give us grace.
但是我们往前走的时候，不是靠着他所给的恩典，乃是靠着给恩典的他。
We're not relying upon the graces gives us, but the Lord, the God who gives us the grace.
弟兄姊妹，这里有很大的分别。
There's a tremendous difference in these two points.
你靠主给的恩典和你靠给恩典的主，完全两幅不同的图画。
relying on the grace he gives or relying on the Lord he gives the grace are totally two different pictures.
过去十五年，我们不可否认主给我们合一的恩典。
We cannot but deny but the fact that the Lord has given us the grace of unity.
我们看见今天在北美洲甚至全世界有许许多多的教会到了一个地步，使人觉得非常的不愉快。
Unfortunately, there are many examples in the North America among Chinese churches that at a certain point, the unity seems to break down.
我们感谢主，一直到如今，主把合一的恩典还放在我们的当中。
We thank the Lord that up to this point, still, the Lord give us this grace of unity.
但是什么时候我们以这个为夸耀，以这个为保证，很可能我们的失败就在不远的前面。
Yet, if we are too proud of having this, then the failure may not be far from here.
感谢主，教会能够合一，同工能够合作，有许多不同的症结和原因。
Yeah, there are many reasons for a church to be able to be united and for the co-workers to be able to cooperate.
但是我们现在越来越发现，言语的沟通是里面秘诀之一，也许是很重要的一个秘诀。
And I can firmly believe that able to communicate in speeches is an important factor.
15 年不是一个短的日子。
15 years is not a short period.
我为什么这样提呢？
Why should I mention so?
因为我们发现两个人相处太熟或者太亲近的人，慢慢慢慢说话就不拘礼，常常就会不知不觉的在话语上伤着对方。
As you notice, when two people or a group of people and they know each other too well, and eventually they will be careless about the speeches, and indeed the results will be hurting.
本来我们两个还不是很熟的。
Maybe we did not used to be a close friend.
所以我们可以相敬如宾。
So we treat each other like a house guest.
现在越来越熟了。
When we getting to know each other better,
我们也相敬如宾了。
Can we still treat each other?
那个冰已经不是那个宾客的冰，已经变成结冰的冰了。
Two Chinese words of the same pronunciation. One is to treat the other like a house guest, and the other one is treated as an ice cube.
很多时候我们在人与人越亲近的时候，我们说话就越来越不小心，越来越没有分寸。
Yet indeed, the closer you feel to another person, the be careless you become in your speech.
我们发现夫妇是个很好的例子。
Well, you can see the between husband and wife is a good example.
当一个男的追一个女的时候，每一句话都打草稿，而且三思而后说。
When a man is aftering a lady, he would think three times before he says anything.
结婚越来越久，他说了三句话才开始想。
The longer the marriage, the less thinking he would be before he speaks.
起先是三思而后行，后来是三言而后思。
The first time is have to think three times before he say, and then followed by saying three things before he actually thinks.
很多时候我们发现“家和万事兴”这句话不只是在中国人当中是一个名言，也是我们每一个基督徒，特别是在侍奉里面一个很重要的一个特点。
A family would grow abundantly when it's united. Such a thing is not necessarily just for family, but also for churches.
所以弟兄姊妹，言口舌言语是个非常重要的一件事。
Therefore, speeches and languages is a very important thing.
尤其是我们做基督徒的，求主真是把守住我们的口舌，好像我们的嘴巴，圣灵常常有他自己的能力，作为一个守门人一样。
Therefore, we pray the Lord, may the Holy Spirit be like a watchman, watching our mouth.
上个礼拜我从以弗所书归纳基督徒该说的几种话。
Last week, through the book of Ephesians, and we concluded a few things what the Christian should speak.
我们知道以弗所六章分成两段，一章到三章一段，四章到六章是另外一段。
The book of Ephesians are divided into two parts.Chapter first to third, and then the fourth to sixth.
前面三章是讲到我们在基督里面应该有的身份和地位。
The first three chapters is talking about our role, our positions in the Lord.
后面三章是讲到一个基督徒在世界里面的生活。
The second three chapters talking about our living in the world.
讲到言语，保罗都把它分散在后面三章、四章、五章、六章。
Talking about speeches is all scattered among the chapters 4, 5, and 6.
因为说话的艺术和一个人的行事为人有直接密切的关系。
The art of speeches is directly related to the behavior of a person.
上一次我从四章十五节讲到第一种我们要说的话，我们要用爱心说真理，用爱心说诚实话。
In the chapter 4, verses 15, we're talking about speak of truth in love.
上一个礼拜我特别强调在这一节圣经里面，从上下文我们会发现跟我们一般的了解和认识有一点出入。
By reading the Bible before and after those verses and link them all together and we gain better understanding.
我们才能用这句话单独来应用在我们普通人与人接触和说话上面。
We very often quote just that verse to apply that among people's relationships.
但是从上下文从 context 来看，我们发现保罗在讲这句话是提到用爱心说诚实话和教会的建造有直接的关系。
Yet by reading the verses before the verse 15, you can see that the speaking of truth in love is related in building up a church.
用爱心说诚实话不只是与教会的建立有关，与信徒单独在主面前的建立也有关系。
Not only it's related with building up a whole church, but also related to how a Christian can have himself or herself build up in front of the Lord.
因为你讲话讲得合适，不只是听到的人得帮助，讲的人在灵性上也能够得到帮助。
Because appropriate speech is not only what will help those who listen, but also help those who speak.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们，用爱来配合，来平衡说真理。
Therefore, Paul reminded us, use love to balance the speak of truth.
第二种话，四章二十五节。
The second kind of words in the 25th verse of chapter 4.
保罗要我们个人与邻舍说实话。
We should speak truth to your neighbors.
在这一段圣经的前面二十节到二十四节，保罗讲到什么叫做新人。
Before and then after those, Paul talk about what is a newborn, a new person.
新人第一个要学的功课，新人保罗所提醒我们第一个要注意的就是我们的口舌。
A new person, the first thing you have to learn is about your speeches, your tongues.
我相信这里讲到的邻舍是广义的邻舍，讲到今天一个基督徒在世界上怎么样与世人交往，怎么样与世人谈话而说的。
This word neighbors has a broader meaning, not only just your next door, but also your environment, but also the people you deal with.
我们今天成为新人以后，主没有让我们就离开这个世界，主让我们进入世界，让我们在世界里面成为他的光，成为他的盐，换句话说，成为他的代表。
When you become a believer, when you are born again, and God did not just take you away and lift you to heaven, but He wants you to remain in this world to be the salt, to be the light of this world.
上个礼拜我曾经提到，一个基督徒今天在这个世界上要持守原则而又能够发达，是一个很困难的事情。
We talked about the stories like a Christian had to really follow his principles, but also be able to do well in this world. It's really not an easy task.
不可否认，今天我们在这个充满谎言的世界，要保持我们的纯正，说实在话，说真实话，一定要付代价。
Undoubtedly, in order to maintain our purities in this world filled with lies, we have to pay a price.
感谢主，主用爱来配我们说真理的话。
Thanks the Lord that the Lord let love to be the balance of speaking truth.
他可以用诚实，他可以用智慧来配合我们去说实话。
Yet in the meantime, He will let us speak the truth in wisdom.
若是我们真的靠主，主会在一些很难处理的境界给我们一些诚实、一些智慧的话语。
When we count on the Lord in the appropriate occasions, the Lord will teach us to speak the proper words.
有一个这样的一个很简单的故事。
There was such a story.
这是发生在中国大陆。
It happened in mainland China.
也是发生在多年前。
Many years ago.
有一些土匪到了一个村庄，要去抓那个村庄里面一个基督徒。
There were bandits came to a village. Their purpose is to capture a Christian.
他们只知道那个基督徒叫什么名字，但是从来没有见过他。
They only know his name, but don't know how he looked like.
一群的土匪要到那个房子里面去抓这个基督徒的时候
，The bandits converge to that particular house.
这个基督徒得到了人家给他通风报信，知道了这个消息。
This Christian heard about this as was coming.
他就很快地收拾一些简单的东西，他就要离开那个地方。
And hurriedly he packed up things and wanted to leave that place.
但是他出来的时候已经稍微迟了一点。
It's a little bit too late when he was ready to leave.
他从那个房子出来的时候，土匪已经在前面不远的地方。
As he was leaving the house, the bandits were right in front of him.
但他又没有办法跑别的路，所以就碰到这些土匪。
There's no other way to go, so he had to counter them.
土匪看见这个人是从那个房子里面出来的。
So those bandits saw this person walk out of that very house. They want to go there.
因为那个房子就是他们要抓的那个人所住的地方。
That house is the house that they want to go in and capture.
那你是从这个房子里面出来的。
And you came out of there.
所以土匪就抓住他，就问他一句话。
So they grabbed the person and asked him a question.
我们看见你从那个门里面出来。
Saw you came out of there.
我要问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
某某人在不在里面？
Is Mr. So and So in there?
因为某某人就是他，但是土匪不知道。
That Mr. So and So is indeed the person he just grabbed, but the bandits didn't know about it.
那你是个基督徒，你怎么办呢？
What would you say?
你说他不在，不在。
He said, "Well, no, no, he's not there."
那你从那里出来，我逮住你，我找你，大概可以找到他。
Now, because you just came out of there, you might know this guy. You might be his friend. So if I capture you, maybe I can catch him.
那么为了逃命说在在在，那你撒谎对不对？
You can lie as well. You say, "Oh yeah, he's right in there." You go and get him.
哎呀，为了生命撒一点这个谎，这不是叫白谎吗？ Quite lie.
Perhaps this is an opportunity that you can give some leeway. You can lie and call it a white lie.
这是一个很难处理的一件事情。
Well, we didn't conclude there. This is really a difficult thing to decide.
你是他，我是他，我们怎么办呢？
What would you do?
感谢主，主会用智慧来配合我们说诚实话。
We thank the Lord that God will balance our speeches with wisdom.
这个人很快说的一句话，也许不是个标准答案，但是我们起码看见他里面有神给他的智慧。
And he quickly responded.
他告诉他说，我在的时候，某某人在。
He said, "When I was there, he was there too."
土匪没有办法去分析这句话到底是在讲什么。
It's a little bit too complicated to analyze quickly.
既然你在，某某人在，那现在你在这里，那那个人一定还在那里。
Well, they probably would get this misconception because when you were there, he was there, and when you have left, he probably is still there.
所以土匪放了他，就去抓那个他所在的那个人，所以就进到房间里面去。
So the bandits left him alone, and he got away.
这个也许不一定是个标准的答案。
This may not be a very good answer.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们相信主会给我们智慧，在一些没有办法处理、我们认为没有办法解决的情境里面，主会给我们开一条出路。
But we have to trust the Lord in the very difficult situations, and the Lord should open an avenue for us.
今天我们看第三种话，第四章二十九节，请各位翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's talk about the third kind of speeches. It's on the 29th verse of chapter 4.
保罗在二十九节告诉我们说，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得着益处。
Verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
保罗要我们在这里说好话。
Say some good words.
好话，这里很明显，是污秽言语相反的话。
And those are clearly to be the opposite to the dirty, filthy words.
什么叫做污秽的话呢？
What are the filthy?
如果在彼得前书第三章，我们看见那里讲到污秽的话，就是恶言，就是发脾气的话。
Yeah, in the book of Peter, it says the filthy words are words of evil.
所以什么叫好话呢？就是心平气和说的话叫好话。
The good words and the words that speak with peace.
我们知道在箴言书里面，箴言的作者一而再再而三说，要我们不要跟脾气暴躁的人做朋友。
In the book of Proverbs, it's repetitively guided us not to be friends with people, with persons of with bad temper.
保罗在这里也告诉我们说，我们要心平气和的去说一些有益处的话。
And Paul had also taught us to speak speak good words with peaceful mind.
保罗在这里说的好话提到三方面。
He mentioned about three things about
this. 第一，他说要随时说好话。
You should say things according to the needs.
我们听翻译，我们就知道在 NIV 这个随时是把它翻译成照着需要 according to their needs, 照着他们的需要说的话，就叫随时的话。
Speaking according to the needs.
我们知道箴言里面告诉我们说，这个智慧人的舌头啊，是医治人的良药。
In a proverb, it also say a wise man's tongue is a good medicine.
所以换句话说，我们要说什么样的话，要说一些对症下药的话。
So the kind of the right words is just like the right medicine for a given ailment.
怎么能够对症呢？我们要先知道到底他的病是什么。
How do we know what to treat? Is because we have to first know what the ailment is.
既然他说 according to their needs, 那么我们要知道他的需要是什么。讲出来的话才是保罗这里鼓励我们要讲的话。
If we know their needs, then we can speak properly.
我们不可否认，今天很多时候我们讲了许多的废话。
And undoubtedly, we have wasted many of our words.
我们不是照着需要讲，保罗说要照着需要讲一些话。
Because we are very often not speaking according to the needs, and Paul taught us we should speak according to needs.
有一本书叫做《主工人的性格》。
There's a book about the characteristics of the God servant.
这本书是教导一个有心侍奉神的人在个性上应该有一些什么样的装备。
This book teaches about what one should equip if you wanted to serve for the Lord.
但那本书有个非常特别、很稀奇的地方。
There's one thing special though about that book.
一个要侍奉神的人的装备，第一章第一点是什么呢？
What is mentioned in the first chapter as the first point about the equipment a person should have if he's willing to serve for the Lord?
那本书告诉我们说，第一个要做的就是要会听话。
And that is learn how to listen.
非常稀奇，尼托生弟兄在写这本书的时候，他说一个人要在神的面前被装备，一个人要服侍主要学的第一件事情，是你的耳朵要在主的面前被主得着。
The author of this book, Watchman Nee, and said very clearly, the first thing you ought to be equipped is able to listen to the needs.
我们今天讲话常常没有听清楚，我们就讲。
And very often we answer without hearing, listening to the questions clearly.
箴言书十八章十三节有一句发人深省的话。
In the Proverb 18:13, there was a useful word.
这句话说得很重。
It's really very heavy.
也非常的真实。
And indeed very true.
请注意箴言书怎么讲。
Let's see what it talks about.
他说未曾听完就先回答的便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame.
你还没有听完你就跳到结论，你还没有听完就发表言论。箴言书说这是愚昧的，也是羞辱的。
You proclaim your theory and your conclusion without knowing the question is a folly and a shame.
我们发现今天有许多时候，我们回想、反省、检讨，我们发现有很多话我们讲多了，很多话讲多余了。
If you look back, and if we all look back, we find many things we said was really unnecessary.
因为我们讲得太快。
Because we spoke them too fast.
所以雅各在第一，雅各在雅各书第一章里面告诉我们说，他说我们要快快的听，然后慢慢的说，下面更妙，慢慢的动怒，慢慢发脾气。
In the first chapter of James, it talked about you have to listen fast and speak slowly, and action fast and angry slowly, right?
今天很多时候我们没有听清楚。我们就拼命地发我们的这个高论，我们还没有听清楚，我们就大发脾气。
Very often we proclaim, and very often we get in an angry mode without really knowing the cause.
所以我们要随时说好话。
So we should speak good words.
第二，保罗在这里说，我们要说一些话要造就人。
The second point here says we want to speak something that can build up others.
是要建造，把一个人建造起来。
Or build others, build up others.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道拆毁性的建议永远不如建设性的建议。
The destructive suggestions is never being close to a constructive suggestion.
很多时候拆毁性的责备不如建设性的劝告。
and destructive rebuke is very often not as good as constructive advice.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。